You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we've got three players. We've got a Tanya and two Michelles. All right. Tanya was the first one to get through today. Tanya, what are you doing today?
I was going to play hooky, but I can't. So I am actually in my office working. But I wanted to go to the pool because it's going to be super nice today.
Well, you've got three more days that are going to be in the hundos, so.
True.
Sneak off.
Play hooky tomorrow.
Yeah, play hooky tomorrow when it's going to be like 102.
Cool. I know. It's going to be beautiful out there.
So nice. So what do you do,
do you
for?
Consider a, wait a minute. Do you consider 102 degrees to be beautiful?
I love the heat. Yes.
Yeah, that's all right. You're a heat person.
She's a lizard.
Yeah.
I'd rather have that than our, you know, 12 inches of snow that we're going to get in a few months.
Amen.
True, but I like the snow, too. So
I'll make up your mind.
I like them both.
She likes all the seasons.
Tell me what you don't like.
I don't like spring.
What?
I don't like spring. I think it's ugly. I think snow is melting. It's brown.
It's squishy.
Nothing's really bloomed yet. Yeah.
It's all muddy in the mountains.
How interesting. You know, when every time there's surveys done, I think spring usually is either number one or number two in people's favorite seasons, but not with is your name Tanya or Tana?
Tanya.
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 Yes.
It's not for you, I guess. Well, all right. What's that job that you're doing?
I am in HR.
Ask her, Jeremy. Ask her.
We always ask people if they're firing people, and
I had to lay off a couple of people though coming up.
I don't like that. That's sad.
Have
you ever had to write yourself up?
Never. I have never been written up for a job.
If you were to write yourself up, I mean, let's be honest, you're not doing your job 100% of the time, and you're probably got some shenanigans going on behind the scenes. What would you write yourself up on?
Playing hooky when I should be working during open enrollment.
Look, Tanya, we're going to need you in the office more often.
Instead of by the pool.
Yeah.
All right.
For you.
Okay.
That's an interesting little self-examination that everybody could do. If you were to be written up, you know, at work, what could they get you for?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Stealing coffee or something?
I know, like papers. I don't know. You know, I think they say the number one thing that people steal is coffee supplies, like the pods and the creams and the sugars.
Well, have you had to write somebody up for stealing things at the office?
I did, yes.
What were they stealing?
He was carrying out this big box of paper. Well, like the, you know, the big box that paper comes in, and he was just saying that he was, you know, he needed it because he was moving. Well, he was struggling to pick the box up, and he threw it over his shoulder, and somebody was like, there's something in there. So I followed him out to his car, and I opened it, and there's like staplers and paper and coffee. And
what was he doing with all that stuff?
That's great.
I don't know. He made decent money. I mean,
is there a black market on staplers or something? I don't know.
I don't know.
Well, good for you.
I love this cover story,
though. My office, and I threw... I had like four, you know, those tape dispensers. Mm-hmm. I just threw away two of them because I'm like, I don't know. Did I borrow one at one time and I don't remember? I don't know.
You know, you got to love his style. I just need the box because I'm moving. I mean, he thought up his answer. That's pretty good.
So now it's like it sticks in your head. You know, if somebody's taking a box, it's like, I mean, you don't want to ask everybody. You want to remove the lid or open it up, but you just kind of sit there like, what's in the box? Yeah.
But, you know, it's no different than, like, people that work at electronic stores and stuff. I know that they've got to, like, put their purse down and have somebody look through it, you know, before they leave. So they're not walking out with phones and stuff. So, wouldn't be that crazy.
I made small talk conversation with somebody who, you know, was getting my car details. And they said that, you know, when somebody trades in a car, there's, like, they find sunglasses, chargers, charging blocks, and all this. I'm like, so what do you guys do with it? And he didn't answer me. And I'm like, okay, so... It's not stealing from the company. It's stealing from a customer.
But they've let it go. They've signed it away.
Exactly.
But then I guess it would be the dealership's property.
But there's what's legally right and what's
and then it's like, does the dealership need, you know, 500 chargers? No, they don't.
I know. Yeah. Might as well just...
Finders keepers.
You know, and you're talking about you don't want to check everybody, you know, every box that people take out, and then they are talking.
I don't
about
have time
purses.
For it. No.
Yeah, and then the purses, but you know, the the gold standard, if you will, are the people who are working in the diamond mines over in Africa, right? When they leave work, they have to have all of their orifices examined and everything.
It's from head to toe.
Head to toe. Yeah. Every single orifice is checked to see if they're trying to smuggle little diamonds out.
And let me tell you, you don't want a stapler in your butt. Trust me on this. You know, I've done it one time. And
well, don't knock it. Yeah,
one time.
Nope, but I did read an article where this guy, speaking to those mining, he had stuck one up his toenail. And he couldn't get it out, and it got infected, and he had to rip it off. But he got arrested because they knew what he did. Because he couldn't get it out himself.
Crazy.
They had to, like, surgically.
I could see doing that. Like, grow your toenails kind of long, and then you can shove a bunch of diamonds up underneath it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Whoa, that's pretty slick.
God, that's
crazy. Because, I mean, your toes are, I mean, if you're working barefoot, you're, you know, your feet are dirty. Toenails are dirty.
Yep, you'd never know.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Sir, why are your toes sparkling? What is all of that?
Why did you polish your toes black? Going into work.
Let's play a rattle off. You ready to give it a shot?
Yes.
All right. 10 seconds for you, Tanya. In 10 seconds, give us 5 different mythical creatures. And this game, you can go back in time if you want or whatever, but 5 creatures that are just mythical creatures. Ready? And go.
Fairy, leprechaun, dragon, mermaid, werewolf, Bigfoot, vampire, gnome.
This lady is a winner!
I just read a book that had all these creatures in it.
Oh, no wonder. I was like, you reeled these off quick.
Yeah.
What's the book?
Actually, it was called The Book of Mythical Beasts, Magical Creatures.
Oh, is that the J.K. Rowling book?
No, it's actually a kid's book. Somebody gave it to my grandson, so I was looking through it.
Huh.
All right. Well, good for
you. And I just remember.
Either way, you got the prize, so if you will hold the line, Josh will come back. He's going to tell you all about it, okay?
Awesome. Thank you. Don't steal the staplers.
Will do. Good to know. Thank you.
God, I love our listeners. They are the greatest. Well, we did have 2 Michelles. The other one hung up. Hey, Michelle, good morning. What are you doing?
I am just getting home with my daughter from swim team.
Hooray. Oh, that's good. Is she any good?
Yeah. She is good. She's actually going to be in the league meet this weekend with some of her teammates.
Super cool.
What's her best stroke?
I would say backstroke and butterfly.
Okay, a butterfly. That's impressive.
Yeah, she's a great butterfly.
It's a hard stroke.
God, it is.
I see people do it, and I just
can't imagine even doing it. Yeah. I'm not that buoyant.
Some friends of my son and daughter-in-law, very good friends of theirs, their daughter is 16, and she just tried out for the she went to the Olympic swim trials, and she didn't make it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, she didn't make it, but everyone, and she was like close, and everyone's saying, man, in 4 years, she's going to be one of the superstars.
And if she's 16, 20 is the perfect age. That'll be awesome.
Strong.
You know, and it's really cool for kids to be involved in swimming. All the studies show that kids in swimming, they're more disciplined. They do better in school. I mean, it's just a good activity for your kids.
Not
to
the
be
swimming I
in.
Saw yesterday, Michelle. I told a story way early this morning that I took my kids to the pool yesterday, and I had every intention of getting in. But as we were rolling up to the window there to pay for our passes, 4 school buses pulled up behind us with camp kids. And unloaded easily 150 sweaty, gross-looking kids into the pool. And I was like, pass, because that thing is going to be full of urine and Band-Aids.
Can you imagine what that filter will look like when they pull that
filter out? It probably
just
gave up.
The
filter was like, screw this. all the hair on it.
Michelle, what do you do for a living?
I am a teacher, but I've taken a year off. So I'm just taking some time to be a mom and do a lot of volunteering work.
Well, that sounds nice.
So is your year off almost up, or are you just starting your year off?
My year off is almost up, but I don't have anything lined up, so it might turn into 2.
Yeah, I was wondering if it's been such a good year that you're not going to go back.
Yeah. But I will eventually, and I do still do quite a bit of work in the school, so they're still seeing a little bit of me.
What grade levels do you like to work with?
My probably best group is high schoolers, but I do a lot of work with kindergarten all the way through 12th grade.
All right.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a nice year. I like how you're in no hurry to go out and interview for another job, though. That's kind of funny.
Just kind of waiting for the perfect Goldilocks opportunity to arise.
What if it doesn't? Are you able to just stop working?
Probably not permanently. I think my husband would probably not be too impressed with being my sugar daddy for the rest of our daughter.
Tell him to suck it up and quit whining.
Yeah. You do so much for him.
Yeah, you're being a mom.
To whine about it. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Well, you have been a treat to talk to. Thank you for being on the show, and enjoy your second year off, okay?
Thanks. And do I get to play Rattle Off or not, since the other gal won?
No. Well, you know,
you could play for fun, but there's no prize.
I'd be happy to do that, if you don't mind, because my daughter actually is the one that dialed my phone. She's been begging to call in to Dom and Jeremy for ages, and I'm always like, no, and she called from the back seat, and actually we got through. So that would be awesome if we could have a consolation.
So here's what I'll do for you, all right? We'll play, and if you get it, since we already gave away the prize, if you get it, I will sign and mail you a Mindbender book. How's that?
That would be awesome. My daughter is looking very excited about that prospect.
Okay. So let's see, but you got to win.
I know.
All right, 10 seconds. 10 seconds, Michelle. Let me hear you take a deep breath. All right. 10 seconds. Give us 5 hot dog toppings. 5 hot dog toppings. Ready and go.
Ketchup, mustard, relish, mayonnaise, sauerkraut, pickles, chili, cheese.
I will tell you that I got no beef, if you'll pardon the pun, with any of those except the mayo.
That's a little strange, but...
But mayo? I said 8 things,
you
right?
Said you said so did. Many.
No. It's so much so that you're a... winner!
Da-da-da-da!
I put mayonnaise on mine.
Do you really?
I do.
Makes it go down
easier.
I like
mayonnaise on everything.
You
do you.
All right, here's what I'd like for you to do. I'm gonna tell you a couple things here. I'm going to place you on hold. You're going to talk to Josh. What you need to tell Josh is your first name, last name, mailing address, and it couldn't hurt to give him an email address, too, in case I can reach out to you if there's any issues, and get me a quick spelling on all of that, and also tell him who you'd like the book made out to.
Okay, perfect.
And I'll pick, do you already have any Mindbender books, or can I just send you any of the 4?
I have no Mindbender books. So
right, well, then I might
this will be our first Mix 100.3 item that we've gotten.
All right. Well, I'll send you a Mindbender book.
Do you want to say something? Can my daughter say something actually really quick?
Oh, God.
Yeah. What's your daughter's name?
Annalise.
Hi, Annalise.
All right. Put her on.
I'm right here.
Hi, Annalise.
Hi.
Hi.
Is your mom cool?
Yeah.
What's the most annoying thing that she does?
She's a little embarrassing sometimes.
Is she? Does she pass gas a lot?
Let's just say that's where I get it from.
The fart doesn't fall far from the tree.
Oh, you guys are great.
You guys are Annalise and Michelle. Hold on and give all that information to Josh. And thank you for being on the show with us, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on.
You guys are great.
All right. She ended up being pretty cute.
That's fun.